How to become a powerful programmer. Face the event emitter. Something that should be fundamental to every programming language. Just like you can say class for objects or try for error trapping, you should be able to say listen and emit. But very often, companies are calling the shots. They will influence their programmers and they will start repeating that it's a bad idea. If you are given the power of the event emitter at your company, the crappier companies will completely lose control over their software if they ever fire you. I once called programming with events thought programming, as in all you need is your imagination. But don't just use your imagination. You will need colorful thin tip markers and large drawing notebooks, not sketching, but the heavier drawing paper. You just draw lines and circles that represent, emit, and listen, and you can complete entire programs in a very short time. Now, let us get practical. Svelte, the top programming technology for 2022, wants you to make a pyramid of your data. The big application state or memory object all the way up on top, and then the little fragments going towards the bottom for the components that need them. That works if your pyramid is two levels high and you never need to integrate with anything outside of your control, like an external authentication system or a nifty little remote database or flat out web sockets, which are amazing for server-based communication. If your future depends on it, you have to use the event emitter here. It penetrates all the pyramid walls. So you still do your pyramid, you still follow the best conventions that Svelte recommends. It is an awesome program. But where it comes to the important parts, you use the event emitter. With an event emitter, you don't have to follow any structural advice from people that have no idea about your program. The event emitter lets you program a spiderweb of communications that your own program needs. Here, now the aged junior programmers will call the event emitter evil, as they do with go-to and eval statements. But they are just crazy. They spent their entire career in a cubicle for their mind. Don't invent, don't innovate, don't question, don't lead, don't think outside of the box, just do what you are told. That's not a healthy thing. All we can say to them is that what they really needed was not simpler code, but a more visual code editor. The event emitter puts a walkie-talkie in your Svelte component. Now data can be sent independently of the structure of your UI component. And vice versa. You will never have to structure your UI in such a way as to distribute the data. And how crazy that is. To close with an example, you create this beautifully complex properties pane. Multiple forms, lots of little buttons, you can pick colors and email addresses, all kinds of little things. But to connect it to the rest of your application, you only listen to one event. Selected, as in the thing that will display its properties in your properties pane. And to save the object now with the altered properties, you just say emit save and attach the new changes. This is simple, beautiful, powerful, and it will have you building your own applications and companies in no time.